Okay, mobile.
KFOWZ.
Chandler, how are you today?
All right.
And home from work?
I guess you could say that.
So we'll go with that. So did you have a good day?
One day.
So were you still over there on Rupper Mountain and Black's Road today, or are you somewhere else now?
Oh, yes, I'm over there. We've been over there pretty much all week. That's what we're going to do again tomorrow.
When will that project finish up?
I'm not very sure. They got a drill under the ground and put a lot of pipe in for a mile or
two. It's going to be a little while. So when you're out there, are you required to be standing on the side of the road holding a sign, or do you get some time where you can be away from the road?
Well, on this one, mostly we've been doing what we call shoulder work, which means we do not have to flag constantly. The only time we have to do anything with traffic is when a person from the company is going to drive something like the backhoe onto the road to get to where they need to go.
Let you sit in an air-conditioned truck while you're waiting, or do you have to just stand outside in the heat?
Oh, no, we cannot sit in the truck. We will get in big trouble if we sit in the truck. Heck, we can't even idle the truck. We have to be outside constantly. So what we've been doing, me and my partner here lately, we've been just trying to find a good shady spot to stand where we can keep an eye on the construction guys, and if they need us, they can see us, and we can get done what they need us to do.
Yeah, that's important, find a good shady spot. But yeah, I know a lot of companies don't like people idling their vehicles, especially with the cost of fuel right now. Worked for in the 31, almost 32 years I've been here. So, well, 31 years now. They never want you to idle the vehicle. Even back when fuel was a $1.99 a gallon or whatever it was back when I first started.
The professionalism thing, I guess.
Aren't designed to run like that all the time, but these big ones I drive, they run all day long, and then they go back out at night and run all night on the road. So idling's not going to hurt them, but they just don't want it. They just don't want them to be idled if you're not moving.
I understand, and I've always heard that idling in the car is not the best thing to do for it anyway. So I can't exactly blame the company for wanting to try to take care of their fleet.
Yeah, I understand it as well, but it can get uncomfortable when it's hot and you got to sit and wait for a while. I had a pretty good day. I just made a right-hand turn into one of my pickups that I don't need to go to anymore. I've already been there once today. I guess sometimes a vehicle has a mind of its own and it just drives. It turns into places it's not supposed to.
Loosen up behind the wheel.
Call it a Tesla model and it drives itself.
I can't see what's so great about them Tesla things anyway. Just a bunch of nice words to get somebody to buy one.
Never ridden in one.
Is this Dave, KD4CBA?
Are you on your way over here?
Yes, sir. I'm on Rutherford Road getting ready to turn on the Pleasant Ridge.
Pleasant Ridge is like the bird.
Ridge. Roger that. Hilarious. You know that? Funny, funny, funny guy. Shane, Dave, I'm just going to be honest. I have not ridden in a Tesla, but I don't know if I want to.
My cousin's got one. He paid about $125,000 for it, and in it during Christmas on Haywood Road in traffic, and he didn't touch anything. He didn't touch a brake, gas, steering wheel, nothing. And we were in heavy traffic, and it just did everything that you need for it to do. And it was just amazing. I was just totally overwhelmed. And, you know, to do like 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds. So I run my Mustang.
I'm fixing to pull in to my left in 800 feet. So I should be, I'm on 0 road, I believe. Is there any power I can look for?
Maybe this is a HOA. It's the 10th house on the left. You'll go around a curve and then a little dip, and then we'll be, you'll see 111 on the mailbox on the left there.
Roger that. I do not like HOAs. Ah, 111. I'm here. I'm pulling up to your garage right now, sir.
I'm out with my shotgun and shoot you. Trespassing. All right, I'll see you in a second. Cable CBA.
Roger that. Shane, I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm meeting up with Dave. It's a pleasure to talk to you. 73, you sure? I'll be clear on your final.
Are you N4ZLK? Hello, Dave. Bye, Dave. N4ZLK.